Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. This is Mama 7 at it again. This is the Energizer Bunny. I don't stop, okay? So we're doing radio. This is day 16. We now have fewer days in front of us than we have behind us. I am so glad for that to be a reality. You know, it's just showing us, you stick to it, we can get it done. I was so hungry yesterday. Oh, my God. I was hungry before the sun even got up good. I said, ooh, this is going to be a long day. And this one is set up to be just as long. There's not an easy in this, okay? We have to do the work, period. Ain't no easy button. Ain't no magic words. Hard work, discipline, good character wins the race every single time. Today I was driving in because I do the radio programs outside of my job. So we're driving in, and I am accustomed to spirits. I've been around spirits all my life. I come from a spiritual household. So even in my household growing up, it wasn't unusual to have spirits around. They've never scared me. They were just there, you know. As a child, for a minute, it was hard for me to tell spirit friends from regular friends, you know, from friends you could touch and friends, you know, that everybody could see. Only certain people could see the spirit friends. So this is a natural thing for me. No big deal. And today, but there are times when what you know in your spirit and your body have a different reaction. But there are spirits whose presence is so big and so real that when you encounter them, you have a physical reaction to them. Okay? Not just the spirit, not just like I know you're there. A physical, your body will... I've walked into a room before, and there's no one here. There's no one here. That is a spirit whose presence just smacked me in the head so hard that it made me say, excuse me, like I bumped into someone. So today I'm having that experience. I'm driving into work, and this presence was so big in my car, and I'm like, I know I'm driving by myself. And I turned my head because it's so big. And I swear the moon was leaning over, peeking its head into my window. I was like, oh, I mean, it startled me. It was so big. And it was just like, okay, now I'm going to have your attention. And I'm like, how could you not? You know, the moon is at such a full point. Of course, the traditional Ramadan is on a lunar calendar. So they were trying to capture that moon at this time. You know, that's why this starts on the 12th and not on a 1st or whatever. It starts when the moon says it starts. It ends when the moon says it ends. And so, you know, I know I'm having this difficulty because I'm eating when the sun goes down. I am up almost all night long because I'm fueling my body at night. So everything about me is moving in this lunar energy. And for 30 days, the lunar cycles become ever so present and very, very real. Not that they're not always real, but this is the one time of year where I allow it to dominate, you know, and I really give it the attention that it's due. And so, you know, I'm like, man, I'm turning nocturnal here. But that's only because I have this big energy that is demanding, you know, this attention. So for those that didn't get a chance to see it last night and this morning, tonight, take a minute and look at this moon. You know, take a minute and allow it to kind of speak to you, because it definitely spoke to me. And I was like, okay, you know, it's morning time, right? You know, and the moon's like, but I needed to reach out to you. You know, I need to speak to you. I need your attention. You know, I need you to listen. And I need to, you know, tell you some words. And so it was a very interesting morning. It was an interesting evening into an interesting morning. Okay, so, and we're going to be talking about our ABCs, our spiritual ABCs. We got to do that. We got to do that. But I have to speak to you about this battle, this burden, okay? Certain battles are ours. We did it. We earned it. God needs us to handle it. Certain battles were inherited to us. Someone gave them to us, some family member, parents, whatever. Whether they did it intentionally or unintentionally, they now are property of us. We have to handle it. And so we will have inherent battles too. Out of all the different kind of work battles, body battles, you know, time, out of all the battles that we have to fight, there are some that belong to God. All of the battles that are sitting on our lap are not necessarily ours to fight. So I really want people to understand, if you're having a hard time fighting this battle, if you're having a hard time letting go and letting God, we need to have a conversation. And I'm very, very serious about this. We need to have a conversation. Because if it's not your battle, you cannot win. How can you not win? It's not your battle. God has equipped each of us to handle our own issues. We have the power. Someone may need to activate it for you. You may need to get reminded, hey, hey, don't forget, you got that tool in your back pocket. You know, you may need, like I had yesterday, you might need a running, you know, you may need a little extra gas. You know, you may have to break it down, and I'm grateful breaking stuff down. You know, this is how I get a third of what I get done, okay? Break it down. Don't try to take care of the mountain. Just try to take care of this pebble. Can you lift this? Good. All right, now take care of the pebble, and then we'll work our way up, okay? And so, you know, there's processes to all this. But some of those battles that you hold on aren't your battles. They're not your problems. God has not given you the tools to equip you to fix them because they're not your battles. The whole point of this being in your lap is for you to give it to God. That is the purpose. The purpose is, I'm going to say it slow, the purpose is for you to reach out to God so he can come handle this for you. You're just holding it so that you can hand it to God or one of God's many, 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 many good, positive agents for good, okay? This is not for you to fight. I have some people out here fighting and losing because they're trying to do things their way. God's already told you how to fix it. God's already told you the solution. You're trying to do it your way. You're trying to do it at your time. No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, life is not that difficult. Now, you can go and make it difficult. You can go tangle your own self up. You can go create trauma and drama and trauma bonds and drama bonds, shadow work and all that other stuff. You can go and create that if you want. Or you can just follow God's very clear instructions as to how you're supposed to handle this. I swear on everything I know, when God has a plan for you, and God's plan is not to slip you up, trip you up. God's plan is not for you to be unhappy. God's plan is not for you to be wasting precious time and resources. God's not like that. We are like that. God's not like that. So if you're somewhere and you feel like you're wasting time, you're not in God's place. if you're somewhere and you feel like your essence is not being acknowledged, you're wasting precious time. And you're not in God's place. If you don't feel like you are living the best years of your life, you're not in God's place. I'm going to tell you to run over here. Dodge all that craziness. Come run over here. Come seek refuge in God's shelter. God is waiting for us to do that. This is why these crazy burdens pop up. Oh, she won't talk to me on a regular. Oh, she thinks this work has gotten her busy. Oh, she thinks the kids are driving her crazy. Just wait. I want her to come to me. Started with ancestors. Do you know the sacrifices they make for us? Constantly. I mean, my ancestors lived a very intentional life. I can look back and be like, wow, I wonder if they realized that they were master making this, or they were creating standards of this, or they were creating demands of excellence out of this. I wonder if they knew the whole time they were living that their life was going to be a living testimony for womanhood, for this, for that. I often sit back and wonder, did they know they were doing that at that time? Because that's what they did. And so I think about the life they live, and then the blessings, oh my goodness, the blessings they continue by watching over myself, my little children, by continuing to encourage me in my ministry, keeping my mother safe, keeping my sister. I mean, there's so much that we have to be grateful for. And there's so much examples that we have to learn from. And one of those things we should have learned, if we were paying attention, is to know when to give it to God. A lot of times we don't know that. We want to hold on to the fight ourselves. Number one, we think we know so much. We think we know so much, you know. Oh, well, my ancestors, they didn't have text messages and, then, you know, they didn't have Facebook, they didn't have. But, Lord, did they use the resources they did have? Did they make positive things happen still? Imagine if they did have this stuff. What happens is, you know, like I say, you get too big for your britches, and we start to think and we know better, and we start kind of looking down our nose at things and peoples and old concepts and all this other stuff. And then we start to really think that this battle belongs to us, and it doesn't. So today, I just kind of want you to think about where you are. Are you in God's place? Are you where God would have you right now? When you look around, do you feel and see all the blessings and the opportunities and all the grace? Do you see and feel that all around you in your life? If the answer is no, we need to talk. We need to find out where God's place is in your life. And where is your life in relation to God? You know, I love getting into metaphysics. I do. I love getting into the chakras. We can spend all day long out here kissing butterflies, doing all that, but we cannot forget that we owe God a praise. We can't forget that we are God's children, and therefore he deserves respect. You know, we can't forget that, you know, all of us are his, and we have to make sure that we're doing the right thing, period. Not just for me, not just for you, but for everyone. We need a win-win-win. That's wonderful. Me coming up, that's great for me. You coming up, I guess that's all right for you too. But when we can get everybody to come up, then that's wonderful. And that's the goal. That's what we're looking for. Be very, very clear. One person coming up is not ever going to be enough. We can look at the craziness in this world right now. It is sickening. It makes me sick. How about this? I got a 5-minute tolerance. That's it. I'm fasting. I can't handle much more. My fast is part of my contribution for good and positive right now. So while I'm fasting, I can only handle 5 minutes at a time, but Lord knows it's a hard 5 minutes. A hard 5 minutes. This world is exploding on itself. And right now, the best thing we can do is not be part of the problem. Keep our children safe. Make sure we're doing head check at night. I know my son gets tired of calling me. If he knew how much I prayed for him, he'd probably get tired of that too. Pray for them babies. Pray for those children out there that are being preyed upon by this negative world. Pray for all that positive energy to come forward and protect them, not just us, not just our children, but the world. This is why that global day of prayer has to happen. You know, as we get closer to the day, the need just compounds and compounds and compounds. There's never an ending to the need for prayer. There's never an ending for the need to pray for all people, all of us. Everyone needs it. And for those that don't know it, they need it twice, you know? So this is us. This is where we are. And this is why we have to work and build ourselves. So looking at our little handy-dandy notebook of devotions, day 16, man, it feels good to say day 16. It makes me feel good just to know that we are at this point and we are moving forward. I love it. Okay, so day 16, we're talking about the spiritual ABCs. I have done this program twice, and every single time it has been a pure joy. I love it because it's fun to do. And so I expanded it as much as I could and just wrote down kind of why certain words are part of my foundation of spirituality. You know, we all have a foundation, that base spiritual language. What do you consider? How, when you speak to God, what language do you speak in? What is your first thoughts of God? I told you all about the time I'm out here at this jail. And the woman, there's an old white woman up here, mad because we're stuck in the gate. Can't get through. You know, I don't know what had happened in the back, but we were stuck in a space about 12 feet by 12 feet. But we were stuck. And it's not a very good, comfortable feeling to be stuck behind steel. It's not a good feeling. And she starts fussing and cussing and naming every female goddess I've heard. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at her like, oh, this is why we're stuck, because I had to know. Oh, she called every one of them. Everyone. Swear. And then when she took a breath, the gate popped. I was like, okay, all right. And then she kind of looked at me and gathered her composure and walked in. I was like, was that a woman or what? You know, what was that? So when you're thinking about your base spiritual language, think about what it is. Who do you call on in your case of emergency? This woman is having a whole panic attack with me, okay? So in the middle of your panic attack, who are you going to call? What is the energy that you use that you call on? And that's what the ABCs are about. Thinking about when you think of the letter A, what automatically pops in your head? I already know mine. Amen. I say amen all the time. I have people correct me. It's Ashe, sister. I said, it's whatever you want it to be for you. For me, it's Ashe. That's what I said. Amen. That's what I said. Leave me alone. So I remember my great aunt always saying amen. Everything was amen. Every single thing. And I would, like, almost, like, tease with her, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go to the park. Amen. Amen, little Khadija. Amen. You know, everything was amen, you know. And once you develop your own relationship with God, you get that word, you know. I've met a couple of glory people, everything is glory. I'm like, look here, sister. But, you know, that's what the ABCs are about. They're a lot about fun. They're about learning about yourself. Take a minute to find out what you speak, you know, how you speak. In order to find out how you speak, you have to really start opening your mouth. Don't be afraid to say what you need to say. And I'm not talking about to a video camera. I'm talking about to a person. Share with a person. Share words. Build from there. You know? Oh. I keep track of the time. Okay, so I hope everyone talking about sharing words and spending time with their fast buddy. I mean, a couple times a week. But it's helpful to have somebody to share with and let them know, hey, I am on track. Everything is okay. Everything is working. I absolutely love it. Everyone I've spoken to has been doing fabulous. And if you're not doing fabulous, that's okay, too. Everything is a process. This is a process. That first year, Lord, it's about a biscuit. Once you get past the biscuit, I promise you, there's more lessons in it. But you do have to get past the biscuit, all right? Get past that initial feeling of hunger and focus on hunger, you know? The prayer that we're getting into today, I wanted to take an extra minute to talk about it. This prayer is about doing God's work, okay? Everyone needs to find a way to serve God, okay? And not just with words. So I love doing the morning devotions. I enjoy doing radio. I learn so much when I do it. I'm sitting here with pen and paper learning with everyone else, and I love it. But that's not what I would call God's work. What I call God's work for myself is reaching out to somebody, catching somebody on a bad day, and being able to uplift them and give them a little hope, a little courage, and a little some feelings that they can make it through. That's what doing God's work is for me, you know, finding a way to pray for a family in need, you know, putting some extra positive energy in place. Everyone should have a level of service, you know, and when we're doing radio tomorrow, I would love for you to share what service that you're doing, because we're all supposed to be doing something extra. See, you have to understand, because we are so blessed, we have to help others that are not. We have to help others that may not be clear in their understanding of God. And it's not for us to teach them about God. It's for us to show them about God. Okay? People are shouting words all over the place. TikTok got words. TikTok has words, okay? It's not about words. It's about action. It's about really letting somebody feel you. It's about getting, you may have to get to someone. You may have to build with someone, okay? All right, so the words are wonderful, but, you know, especially during this month, and for those that have service every month, it's about having people feel you. You got to get there. You got to, you know, get in people's face, shake hands, do whatever you got to do. But we desperately have to do more, okay? So, you know, this Wednesday, just shout out what your service is. And if you don't have a service, if you haven't figured out what you're going to do, this is day 16. You're still thinking about what you're going to do. Listen so that you can get some ideas. You know, I know Sister Melissa had some great ideas last year about just donating lunches, about doing this, doing that. I know Sister Unique 1 year had a gathering for her ladies at Little Old Ladies, and they ain't not the nicest ladies, okay? They old, but they not all that nice. But the ladies at her job, you know, I know COVID has us a little bit more restricted in our movements. But this is an important part, family. We got to give, we got to share to be a part, a positive part of this humanity, because negativity is running rampant, okay?
So what we have to do is buckle down, get deeper into our stance, and do God's work. And do it 100%. And do it for the glory of God. I had a young sister who made soaps. I would like a young sister who makes soaps. I would like that. Anyway, she wanted to give her soaps to the local women's shelter. I was like, great, great, great. That sounds good. And she wanted to put a business card in. I said, no. This is not advertising. You know what I'm saying? If you're giving it, just give it. They don't have to know where it came from. These women, they're in a homeless shelter. Trust me, some specialty soap, something that smells good, something that really has a value. I'm not talking about that bland stuff that they're probably giving. I'm talking about something that they would really cherish. You want to give that? Go ahead and give it. Just pull the need for your own personal recognition or your company's recognition, or that's not the time or place for that. And all my business people know I believe in business. I believe in networking. But be clear as to when you're networking and doing business and when you're doing service. When you're doing service, it's purely service. Okay? So let's talk about it a little bit, family. Let's get into it. Let's find ways. I'm going to do a little bit more research. I want to share what I do. I'm going to do a little bit more research as to how things can work and how they work together so that we can find some positive ways that we can go out and have people feel God's energy. You know what I'm saying? It's one, like I said, the words are wonderful, but words are everywhere. And a lot of words contradict each other. And we be battling, you know, one minute we're doing battle raps, and next minute we're praising God, you know. It's like it can be very confusing for people who don't know. So what we have to do is find a way so that they can really, really feel us. Not the words. Feel our hearts, feel our intentions, you know? So, prayer for today. Let nothing move you. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Amen. Short and sweet. Know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Key for the day. Peace.